here's a story from The World.
The killing of George Floyd launched a worldwide movement against racism. Many places that have been inspired are also turning inward, thinking about their own problems. The World's Shirin Jafari has been taking a look at how this is playing out in the Mideast.
Yazan Al-Saadi is a humorist in Beirut.
I do comics as a comic writer in the Middle East.
But the subject he's been obsessed with recently is serious. He was working on a script about the protests in the U.S. that followed the killing of George Floyd.
I was thinking about, like, okay, if I want to write Black Lives Matter, and I see what the typical translation in Arabic is, Hayat al-Sud Muhimma. For me, it felt off.
Saadi says the Arabic translation, Black Lives Are Important, didn't sound exactly right, because it doesn't convey the power of the movement.
Like, the analogy I'm trying to think is that imagine if you have certain groups of notes to create a chord, but if they're not well put, the tune sounds off.
Saadi posted a note on his Facebook page. He asked if others had come up with a better translation for Black Lives Matter. He never reached a consensus, but there was this one comment that stood out. His friend wrote, "To truly capture the concept of Black Lives Matter in Arabic, we have to first research the struggles of Black Arabs in our own region." This is just one example of how the events in the U.S. have sparked conversations in the Middle East and North Africa. This discussion is long overdue, says Sofiane Mirabet. He's the founder of a website called The Confused Arab. He's French-Algerian, and he lives in the United Arab Emirates.
You can be Arab, you can be Black, you can be Muslim, and you can be discriminated even though you share a lot of different identities with the majority of the population.
In recent weeks, Si Merabed has been writing about racism against Black people in the Middle East, mainly on his Instagram page. He has about 30,000 followers. He says the experiences of Black people in the region can be different.
Because, you know, for example, in North Africa, when we speak about Blackness, you have an indigenous Black local community. When you go to the Gulf, that's something different.
The region is diverse, he says, and the history is unique. But the underlying problem is similar to the situation in the U.S. Black people face discrimination because of their skin color. This rings true for 25-year-old Nihal Abdel Latif, who was born to Sudanese parents in the UAE.
I went to school here in Dubai, and I was probably the only Black kid, at least when I first entered school.
Nihal says she started school in the early 2000s and was picked on because she was Black.
And I remember times when, even as a child, I was bullied by high school kids.
Nihal says her parents didn't know how to help. They just weren't used to living in a country where the majority of people were not Black. And so for years, she coped by brushing aside the hurtful comments.
But on the long run, it really affects your confidence and the way you see yourself. It makes you always feel like you're different. You're an outsider and you don't fit in.
Nihal says she experiences racism today, like when people call her chocolate.
Things like this that are pointing out to your skin color, but are concealed in a way to look like they're compliments.
Other Black people have been sharing their stories of racism, like Palestinian actress Maryam Abu Khalid.
روحي وخلص تلعبي بالشمس بلاش تنحركي وتصيري زي مريم.
She listed some comments that she's heard growing up in the Middle East, like the time when a friend's mother told her not to play in the sun because she would get burned and look like Maryam. Or when a boy asked his father why there are Black people, and he said it's because their mothers forgot to take them out of the oven. Eve Truett-Powell teaches history and Africana studies at the University of Pennsylvania. She says you only have to turn on the TV in some Arab countries to see that anti-Black racism is alive and well.
I was in Egypt with my older son in October, and I watched a lot of television. I mean, like, I'm pulling all-nighters watching this, okay? One out of three films, Egyptian films, from recent to not so recent, has blackface in it.
In Libya last year, a comedy show featured an actress in blackface. She was pushing a baby carriage with monkeys inside. Tura Powell says in the past, when she brought up racism with some of her Egyptian friends, they would scoff and say, it's a Western construct. Racism doesn't exist here, they would say. So now, when she sees young Middle Easterners discuss racism in their countries openly, she welcomes that conversation. Still, she says, it's too early to claim victory.
I think right now it's great that people are talking about this, but you have to go even further so that it's the voices of Black people in the Middle East themselves who are being heard, not just when there's a moment of crisis, as in Black Lives Matter, but all the time.
Like, if next time she turns on an Egyptian TV show, instead of blackface, she sees a Black person running the show. That would be a good start, she says. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari. From PRX.